Yeehaw, dude, what is up? And welcome to episode 2 of the Yeehaw podcast with Martin and Hooter.
What's up, Hooter? How you doing?
What is up, Dad? We're just out here in beautiful Texas.
Dude, summer is
in full bloom.
It's in freaking full bloom, dude. It is. You know, I've been in heat. It's different heat. It's different heat, dude. Because it's one of those, it's 97, but feels like 107.
Yeah.
Like, it's another 10 degrees that it feels like. I don't mind it, though, dude. I know that a lot of people get all freaking, oh, it's too hot, it's too hot. I actually like going in the backyard and my chones and just fucking soaking up sun. I mean, that's just me.
Mm-hmm.
I like soaking up sun.
They midday, say, dude, you do it midday or early in the morning
when it's
not so crazy?
No, when it's blazing hot.
Get out.
Yeah. I don't stay out there long, but I stay out there. because they say, mm-hmm, Hooter, mm-hmm. And you know, I listen to what they say. Oh
boy, do you.
They say that is the way of getting vitamin D into your body for your bones and things. That's why people that stay inside are very frail a lot of times. And also, you're supposed to, you know, not cover your eyes. You need to get sunshine in your eyes for your well-being and things. I don't know. You're not supposed to look straight into the sun, obviously. But so what we recommend is just spat naked under the sun and look straight at it.
Stare at the sun as long as you can. Have a staring contest with the sun.
For health reasons.
No, but you know what's crazy, dude? I have heard that. Mm-hmm. And also, bro, you're supposed to get your skin,
mm-hmm,
to get used to
the sun.
And it's like you're right. Supposed to create a slow tolerance to it. And then that's how you like tan.
And you don't burn.
Gradually. And then eventually you don't burn.
Yeah. Right.
And you don't need sunblock.
Sunblock is cancer, they say.
Dude.
They say.
Dude.
I
am on board with that.
I do listen to what they say.
And I'm going to tell you this too. I'm a believer of chlorine and sunblock turning into an absolute cancer bomb.
Well, the chemical on chemical.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I mean, it's chemical warfare at that point.
Yeah, dude.
We're being attacked with chemicals from all sides.
We are.
Dude, like those pools, those saltwater pools, they say, are the ones that you want.
Yeah,
and also the ones that I go to at the nude place over over by Thermal. Yeah, Thermal and what's that? Mineral water.
Mineral.
Yeah, dude, that you get out of mineral water, you don't even want to wash yourself. It just feels so nice on your skin. It feels like you moisturized it and things.
Steve-O, his dad has been ahead of the game. They've been rocking saltwater pool for
ever. Chino had a saltwater pool. Remember Chino over in Arizona?
Yeah.
I mean, he's in San Diego now. But
it's a game changer, dude. When you get out of that, you don't feel
like your skin feels almost like
it burned.
Yeah, but it also feels kind of like tight, like it's not supposed to be, like not a good tight.
Yeah,
dude. It's a bad tight.
Yeah, bro.
But anyway, I'm enjoying it. I do enjoy it. I will get a little bit of a respite, Hooter. That means a break. The next few weeks, we are going to Europa. We're going to Europe on the Fluffy Tour. And I see that the hottest it'll be is in the low 80s, somewhere mid 80s. But the average is going to be in the 70s. So that's and some nights in the 50s and things. So,
oh, wow.
Yeah, it's going to be it'll be really nice. It'll be a nice little couple weeks with nice weather. And then I'll be back here before the 4th.
Badass.
My second 4th in New Braunfels, dude.
Freedom, brother.
Dude, it'll be my third 4th in New Braunfels. I was here in 2021 when we did the residency with Fluff. We were at the we were staying in the downtown area at Sophie's guest house.
And so
this will be my third one. Well, that's a lot, dude.
That's a lot of freedom, dude.
That's so much freedom. So much freedom. Don't be treading on this freedom. I want to see what happens if Abbott signs Senate Bill 3, which is the some of the strictest restrictions and laws on cannabis.
And if you were at the McAllen show, you would know about all this.
So yeah, I'm curious to see if Texas is going to. You're not taking my weed. I'm curious to see if they're going to be just as strong. Because you could buy a cuerno de chivo out here, by the way. Did you know that?
Yeah.
An AK?
Yeah.
Yeah. You can own an AK out here.
Easy, dude.
But not weed. Well, if he does sign it, and it still remains to be seen. But anyway,
how long does he have until it becomes a law? The 20th of this month?
Of this month.
Oh, that's fucking
tomorrow, pretty much. Yeah,
might as well.
Yeah, 20th of June.
And when did it land on his desk?
Shit, I would say no less than a week and a half, 2 weeks ago,
bro. If he hasn't fucking done away with it yet, it's not looking too great.
Wow.
But, dude,
there's something to be said for the theater.
Also, okay, yeah, that's fair. Mm-hmm. But also, dude, Mario Superstar Salazar, shout out. He brought up a great point, and I had no idea, but there's apparently a ton of prisons in the state of Texas. And
yes.
It's a big business.
Well, like in the whole country, there's a bunch of prisons, bro.
But it makes sense because of
you know how many are in California?
How many?
Chino.
Nice, dude. I thought you had the number locked and loaded, bro.
No. But it shouldn't be that hard. Chino, Lompoc is a federal one. The Terminal Island one is a federal one.
Wasco.
Other over there by Bakersfield. Where Dave used to live. Tehachapi.
Oh yeah, Tehachapi.
Tehachapi. Corcoran.
Oh yes.
Folsom.
And then there's one on the way to Arizona.
Yes.
Right before,
so at least 10, dude.
Yeah.
That's a lot.
That is a lot. But
and they're talking about reopening Alcatraz.
Yeah. But dude, like, you put into perspective how big the state of Texas is, you know? And so clearly there's gonna be a lot of prisons and that they're big money makers. So
yeah,
it makes sense. To bust up these fools for stupid ass shit like a joint,
but dude,
because then you're making money on my man who has a joint.
But felony, no matter what you're holding.
It scares the living fuck out of me for my children, dude.
Dude, the fucking rhetoric is so crazy, dude.
And like
they're talking like it's the 1930s and, you know, this devil's weed.
I hear it on the radio. The commercials on the radio are all like that.
Dude, what are you talking about? We have moved past that. Where it's like almost going backwards. And when you hear somebody who's an elected official who's supposed to know better, and I guess that's a matter of opinion, I guess, as who's supposed to know better, right?
Yeah, that's.
But you figure if you manage to get yourself elected, you're not an idiot. You would, well, fuck, man, that's debatable because they say some idiot shit. But
and stand on idiot.
You know, I don't know. I can't make that point because they are stupid.
Like, to be honest, I've been thinking about what I'm going to tell my kids, you know, and it's really don't do it because it's dangerous. It's more if you get caught with it, you'll ruin your life, which. That's the scary part. It's not doing it isn't the scary part.
Dude, when Obama went to the prisons and he was talking to people that were in there for possession of marijuana, which is insanity to me that we still have people locked up for possession of marijuana. Yeah. And he told those people, you're no different than me. The only difference is I didn't get caught, you know? Yeah. You got caught in a place where it's criminalized. But we did the same exact thing, yet I'm the president of the United States and you're locked up.
That's insane.
Which is, it's like, what? How does that even, like, you know, compute in somebody's head that that's okay, you know? And again, the freaking the rhetoric, the conversation, making it sound like it's, you know, again, 1930s, and we don't have any Google to, you know, because back then you had to believe what people told you. There was no other, you know, resource available to you other than a goddamn encyclopedia, and encyclopedias didn't know shit about weed. And so there was no library of information on your fingertips. But now that there is, there's no excuse for everybody falling for this, for this crazy talk, for this bullshit. You know, in Texas, you could take your teenager, and as long as they're under your supervision, you could buy them alcohol. You can buy them a margarita at your local restaurant or establishment that sells alcohol, as long as they're under your supervision.
I didn't know that.
But an adult, yes, the state of Texas lets you do that.
Is it like a county by county case, or is it just Texas as a whole?
So I think the state has that. And there's places that say, no, fuck that. You can't drink in this establishment.
Gotcha. Okay.
But other people will be like, no, it's legal. It's your kid. If you want to feed them fucking a margarita, feed them a fucking margarita. Which, you know, I respect the fact that there's no hypocrisy in that, because I remember my dad giving me alcohol before I was 13. You know, I remember growing up drinking, like, as a kid, here, have a sip of the beer. It wasn't a big deal to have a sip of the beer back then. For a lot of, you know, and I'm guessing not just in the Latino world, I'm guessing in a lot of cultures, right?
For sure.
And so, you know, the hypocrisy, well, you gotta wait till you're 20, you know? How many teenagers don't wait, but they have to go hide it from their parents?
Of course.
So I do respect the fact that they're not hiding it and they're doing their with them versus getting loaded with their homies and doing stupid shit. I do respect that.
You know what else about Bud, dude? Mm-hmm. It's like, it's so easily accessible now to where, like, there should be no wondering. Like, it's not like you have to go to this weird alley to get it, you know, or like know a sketchy guy to have it. Like, go try it. Try it for yourself and see if it's this fucking devil drug.
You know, and I think that that's everybody. Have you ever seen that movie Reefer Madness?
No.
Okay. There's a bunch of movies. There's one that's called She Should Have Said No. It's from the 30s or 50s.
Mm-hmm.
And oh my God, dude. It's this chick, and she's working to put her brother through college, and she's working a bunch of jobs, and she just wants him to succeed, and she's stressing out how she's going to pay for it. And then there's this little fucking marijuana pusher guy, you know, and he's just pushing his weed on the people, and the people, come on, I got the shakes, Nick, you got to give me some more.
Hilarious.
You
got to give me some more.
I don't know if the guy's name's Nick, but
you're painting a good picture.
You know, and so then he's like, no, you know the deal. You know the deal. You want the goods, you got to bring the money. And so, you know, but he'll give it to you to taste in the beginning. And so this chick, you know, he's like, you're so beautiful, you know, and you're so smart, and you should, here, try one of my cigarettes. And she goes, no, it's okay. I'll do mine. That's not for me. And then her other homegirl who smoked, boy, is she horny. And she's just flirting and making out with two guys, and they're laughing uncontrollably. And, you know, next thing you know, she's getting high and she's laughing uncontrollably. Oh my God, this is living. And it's so over the top ridiculous. And you can see how over the top ridiculous is. But in the credits, it says made based on a true story. Based on a true story, what else? Made with the cooperation of the Drug Enforcement Police Department on information and research gathered by them. That's insane. And this can happen in any town in America. Be careful. So, of course, she fucking loses her job because she's high. Now she's slanging fucking dope. And her brother finds out that she's slanging dope. He kills himself. And then she goes to jail because they catch them at a party with weed. And she's in jail for fucking 30 days or 60 days or something crazy. And the whole time in jail, she's like having these torture things. And it's almost like a Scared Straight video where they say, this could be your future, see? And they bring this chick. Look at her. She's only a year older than you, but she looks like she's 50. Mm-hmm. That's what the marijuana did to her.
Yeah.
And then, and you see this chick all like fucking zombied out. And then they showed her a chick in prison with fucking needle marks everywhere and infected arm. And then they show her and the final place is here. And they open a door and it's this chick in a strength jacket just screaming. And then, so she's...
This is a cartoon or
no,
like
real people? No, this is a freaking movie, dude. A reel-to-reel freaking 35mm fucking movie.
Yikes.
And with legitimate actors and things. And then, you know, she loses everything. She's in prison. She's in jail. She's having these nightmares. And all she hears is, kid killer. You're a kid killer. Kid killer. Kid killer. Like, everybody keeps saying kid killer in her... she's screaming. They're like, you're gonna end up in the sanitarium with the lunatics and blah blah blah. So she gets, dude, it's freaking crazy.
That's crazy.
Yes, because she smoked weed, you know. Next thing you know, you're gonna be on that hashish, and next thing you know, you're on heroin and blah blah blah, yada yada. And you need something stronger because it's not enough. And dude, everybody's horny. Everybody's tearing off their clothes. This guy's like, oh my God, I'm gonna die. And he starts punching the windows. Dude, it's you know, back then nobody knew. And so clearly anything you saw on TV and in the movies, you almost took as gospel truth.
Right.
And we did that to a fault even into the 70s and 80s because everybody wanted that perfect Leave It to Beaver home. Mm-hmm. Everybody wanted that Brady Bunch family that whenever there's a problem, they have a fucking meeting. Mm-hmm. We really believe that even love, you know, oh my God, I saw fucking fireworks and I love you and there was a spark and yada, yada. You know, people were conditioned by that. And imagine more so 100 fucking years ago.
And what's crazy is the weed wasn't even that strong.
Oh my God, no. No.
Now it's like,
bro,
you're on a rocky ship, bro.
But anyway, if Abbott does sign this bill,
that's going
to
be real.
It is going to be insane. And you're right. You know, you're not going to warn your kids. Be careful. This drug will make you try to fly off a fucking... No. Hey, man, you can go to prison because it's a goddamn felony to carry a freaking gram of this shit.
Yeah.
That's but here's 10 bottles of tequila. Have fun. And here, let's go with all these other teenagers and let me feed them fucking booze at the restaurant.
Yeah, it's
bananas. Kind of fucking bananas asinine shit is that?
That's backwards.
Again, for a don't tread on me place, that's getting pretty treaded. And listen, even though you're not a stoner and you're in Texas, the fact that they're coming for that and making it illegal when it's been proven to be harmless, when you've got veterans that are choosing marijuana over, you know, opiates, how in the fuck are we going to keep prescribing opiates to people and be okay with it and take away the one thing that's helping them? It's asinine in so many levels.
That's what people want to do to party too, bro. Like, if that's their...
Right. I'm not just saying that. No. I'm not trying to glorify it and sanctify it as it's just this miracle cure. But the fact that you're taking that option away from this portion of society, which are the veterans that everybody claims to give a shit about, right?
Yeah.
But if you just want to smoke it because you want to smoke it for recreational purposes, by all means, you drink for recreational purposes.
Exactly.
Everybody has a little fucking nightcap.
Exactly.
So anyway, that's gonna be freaking interesting, dude.
That's gonna be terrifying.
Yeah. Yeah. How they enforce it is going to be even more fucking crazy.
Yeah, for sure.
Like, who are they going to go after? Are they going to go after these people selling it? And how many people are they putting out of business? How many people that went and did all the... Because I'm sure not any monkey can just open up a freaking place.
No.
I'm pretty sure you had to go buy permits and pay for licenses and
pass getting certain... butt fucked on taxes.
For sure. So what's going to happen to those poor bastards too?
Yeah, bro. That shit's gonna be insane.
Dude, why do I dribble every single time?
I don't know, but I say we open up a weed dispensary / abortion clinic here.
Oh,
in
you'll
Texas,
make a
bro,
killing
because
bro.
We'd be cleaning and house, bro.
Listen, abortions, weed, Trump flags, Make America Great Again hats. and rifles
and gun shop
and yep. a gun shop
an ammo shop.
Oh, forget about it. That's the ultimate freaking wet dream.
Grenades.
Yes. Rocket launchers.
Fucking one stop shop, bro.
Coal hangers. Come on, man.
Dude, we'd clean up.
I know. Morning after pills. I think they're going after those too, dude.
Yeah, bro. Over here, it's funny. It's a trip to see them locked up. And in California, they were next to the fucking Skittles. But
I thought you had to ask the pharmacist.
No, not anymore. Not in California, dude.
Oh, yeah.
Before but, we know. Left,
yeah, but you
it
know.
Was Skittles, Plan B, Snickers. But here, dude, they're locked up and you got to ask, and it's a big thing.
And they don't sell it to teenagers, I bet.
Oh, hell no. I don't even think they sell it to adults, bro. They're just there.
Oh, my God.
They're fossils here,
can
bro.
Can you buy it? It is legal, right?
I'm sure. It? I hope.
I don't know. Well, I mean, it's still an abortion, no? If the argument is it's at the conception, yeah, then that's when you're not.
Well, I think you right? have. I think you have six.
Is conception the fucking a synonym with nut?
Is it 6 weeks or 9 weeks here?
I don't know that it's any week.
No, yeah, bro.
You sure?
Yeah, for sure.
Well, the morning after is way sooner than 6 weeks.
Way before. I think it's like 48 hours or some shit.
Is that how much time you got?
Yeah.
In 48 hours, you can get rid of it. 48
hours, you got to get the pill up in there.
And at that point, come on, is it a kid?
No.
Are you sure, Hooter?
It's barely fucking.
You heretic.
Come on,
you
man.
You non-Jesus loving human.
Within 48 hours, the fucking adios motherfucker still hasn't even left your liver, bro. why you needed to buy the pill in the first place.
Oh my God.
Whatever what was responsible still hasn't left the body.
So funny that you called it adios motherfucker, because that's what you say. When you take it, adios, yo, motherfucker. Yo,
adios, playa.
What could have been? Que sera, sera. Oh my God. Yeah.
Yeah, dude. Come on, man.
Well.
So a lot of things are going on in LA. I think it'd be the responsible thing. I think it'd be the responsible thing for the yeehaw to give our two
cents. Hold on. Here is another immigration take by a comedian who knows nothing about immigration. Go ahead, Hooter.
No. So I think our take is going to be the take that people take home with them. And now nobody's going to be at a disagreement.
Listen, dude, I think, you know, and again, this is such a fiery subject. Mm-hmm. Because
fiery than the cars on the freeway.
Way fierier. Because no matter what you say, you're going to piss off half of the people, right? And to be honest, I can see both sides on this. And I can identify with both sides as well. When you see the extreme and the tactics that are being used to remove some of these people, it's extreme, and it's incredible theater that's going on television, and people are cringing because they're watching it go down in real time. Mm-hmm. But if you rewind to 2 years ago. And you saw the hordes of able-bodied young single men crossing the border with no families, just freaking strong dudes, unobstructed, and just pouring in. People were just as what the fuck factor is goes both ways. There's people what the fucking about the way that they're being removed, and there's people what the fucking about the way a lot of them came in. So those emotional pools exist on both sides of the aisle here, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you know, as a product of immigrants.
Mm-hmm.
Being first generation, you know, my parents came here in the 1950s, your grandparents, the 1950s, which is almost 100 years ago. you know, I don't want to be hypocritical about the people that come here in search of an opportunity, in search of a better life, in search of a better way. You know, it'd be very hypocritical of me to fuck them. Let them figure it out over there, you know. But by the same token, we are living in a time where, you know, there's a lot, you know, and when Donald Trump says bad hombres, it almost sounds like a line that was written for a movie, right? By somebody that you say bad hombres,
right?
You know, like it's a scripted thing. It almost sounds like, right? But he's not wrong. There's a lot of crazy motherfuckers here that aren't just. It's not just motherfuckers that. Is there a ton of motherfuckers contributing to the fabric of society in Los Angeles that are illegal? 1,000%. Those motherfuckers are breaking their back. They're going to work. They're minding their business. They're following the law. They are getting taxes taken out of the check that they will never see because they're never going to be able to claim those benefits. They're paying into a system that will never reward them. Do those people? Absolutely. Now, are there shock collars for the cartel also embedded into the fabric of some of these cities? It'd be insane to think not, right? Yeah. You know, when you're talking about bringing in the Marines, that's, you know, you can sit there and say this is theater. This does look like it. This is a spectacle. This is this. But then you start thinking, hey, man, it can't be cheap to bring in the fucking Marines. You know, it can't be cheap to deploy the National Guard. That's got to come with a big, listen, compared to the shit that we're spending overseas in wars and things, it's a small drop in the bucket, but still it's costing some serious cash.
It's a lot of money to spend on your own people.
Correct.
That's crazy.
And also the logistics that go with it. Right. But, you know, when you hear the drug czar Holman or whatever his name is, I forget his name, talking about, hey, man, a lot of these places that we're raiding are places that are fronts to launder money for the cartels. Now, you know, I have to take him at his word. You know, if why would somebody make that shit up?
You live in La La Land if you don't think that's real, bro.
Correct. Like, is everybody getting deported part of the cartel? Absolutely not. There's a lot of motherfuckers that are showing up to their appointments with their fault. They followed everything, every step they're supposed to do. They're there for the freaking final appointment and get the fuck out.
Yeah, that's shitty. Yeah, yeah. For sure. And there's a lot of fools that cross that are, you know, Asian somehow that are killing, that are crazy in fucking LA. There's a lot of shit. Yeah. And dude, my take on the, like the fools getting deported, like they risk coming here, right? It's the risk. It's the gamble that you're willing to take. You're gambling that you're going to come out here. You're going to bring your family and you're hoping that they, your kids, have a better life, right? But with that same gamble, you can always get sent back. That's part of the fucking risk to reward, though, bro. 1,000%. Like, you're willing to take that risk because your children are the ones that's going to benefit off of your struggle, right?
Your struggle and your sacrifice. And
your sacrifice, yeah.
Yeah.
And so, like, that's tough. I get that, right? And, but my biggest take off of this shit, bro, is people bitching about celebrities not saying shit. Like, why do you need them to say anything? Why do you need that?
Why comfort, are you saying, bro, something?
Like, me personally?
Yeah.
Well, I'm choosing to say it, but I'm not online.
Guys, nobody forced you and said, hey, man, why aren't you using your platform exactly. So you can say something about what's going on? I'm not out
here saying, hey, blah, blah, blah. Hey, George Lopez, why aren't you out here saying things, bro? Right. Hey, blah, blah, blah. Why aren't you saying things, bro? Like, if somebody chooses to do it, tell right. But why are you asking for it? Like, why do you need that
now, validation? There are a lot of comedians who are putting themselves out there, taking a stand on one side or the other side, right?
Yeah.
And look, I don't think that you can defend the actions of either side 100%.
No.
There's some things that I agree with what's going on with the deportations, or something that I don't agree with, but there's also some things that you know, I agree with the side of, hey, man, why are you fucking with these guys? Right. You know, right. This is crazy talk.
Yeah.
Why are you going after this harmless person who just graduated from college, who's been doing, you know, they've done everything fucking right here. They're about to contribute to this society, to this economy. Why are we fucking with them? This is crazy talk. Why are we spending resources fucking with them?
Yeah.
Why? And also, but I can also say, why the fuck are we burning cars and waving Mexican flags on top of them? You know, that looks bananas.
It does.
It's not a good look. I don't know. Maybe some raza is going to get mad at me for saying it, but it's a bad look when you're standing in front of a burning car in the middle of chaos, waving a Mexican flag. It doesn't, in my opinion, it doesn't help your cause.
I do think there should be like a nicer way. Like, there should be some sort of lane for the people that are contributing, right? Like, if you're a teenager and you're killing it, like, bro.
And this is all you know? And they brought you here when you were fucking one?
There's got to be a lane
and you're
for
in
these
college
people, dude.
And you've been doing everything right, and you're not a criminal?
You shouldn't be worried to be sent to a place that you don't even know. That's not your home, bro. You don't even know. Most of those people don't even speak the goddamn language,
They don't
bro.
Speak the language,
what
dude.
What do you want them to do?
Yeah.
There's got to be a better lane for those people.
Yeah, no, for sure. And look, it's when I see what's going on, and look, the news is only going to show you what they want to show you, right?
For sure.
But what I find really crazy is everybody has a lane. Fox News has the lane that they push. CNN has their lane. MSNBC has their lane. You know, and left-wing media has their lane. Right-wing media has their lane. And they stick to their narrative. And that's what they play for their base. And they placate their base by giving them what they want to listen to. Every once in a while, both of those worlds collide, and they're putting the same narrative out there. Everybody look at this. Everybody look at this. Look, 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 look. And that's what they're doing right now. Yep. The last time they did it was with George Floyd, right? It didn't matter where the fuck you looked, you saw that image.
Yeah.
It was a horrible image. Mm-hmm. It was a horrible image. But they made sure that thing went global. They're doing the same thing with these protests in Los Angeles. And now they're spreading. Now that Santa Ana's in the mix.
Oh, yeah.
They say that Dallas, and when is it? The 14th? They're supposed to have the big protest all across the country. No King's Day or some shit like that it's called. Yeah, the 14th. Everybody's going to go march, dude. And I think you have to put a brown square on your Instagram. Otherwise, you don't back them up.
Let's see.
Let's see what happens.
How many brown squares, dude?
Yeah.
Let's see.
Anyway, there's a rapper I saw that was calling out all the rappers. And it goes back to what you were saying. Like, hey, how come? Hey, Snoop, how come you ain't saying nothing? Hey, all y'all. Hey, you know these Latinos buy your tickets and they buy your merchandise. Why ain't you ain't saying nothing, Snoop? Hey, Run DM. They're just crazy. Calling out everybody. You have to say something. You don't have to say anything.
You don't Most have to people say anything.
We're not qualified to say shit. We're just choosing to say it because because we're dumb.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
But anyway.
I can't stand that shit, dude.
That a huevo. You have a platform. You got to use it.
And it's like,
and say what you want me to say?
Exactly, bro.
And what if I say something that you don't agree with? You fuck.
Exactly.
And then you're gonna be like, hey, shut the fuck up and stick to comedy.
There's no winning.
You know, shut up and dribble.
Yep.
It's the old shut up and dribble. Unless you agree with what they're saying. Hey, look at this fuck.
Look at this fuck.
He's saying something good.
Yeah. That shit bothers me so much, bro.
Yeah, no.
Like, they need those celebrity validation. Like, they need to think the same as a celebrity.
The celebrity validations have lost so much credibility, I feel.
Who cares? Who cares if they think the same way? Do you truly feel the way you're feeling about this? Because now it's looking like you're doing it for clout, right? Like, it looks like you don't truly give a fuck. You're just too worried about, oh, how many other people think like me?
I need Do you truly feel like this? I also need these clicks.
Yeah, I need these clicks because I'm calling out all these people. Do you truly feel that way? Then push your message. If not, shut the fuck up, dude.
Yeah. No, and everybody feels, and I don't want to sound like a hypocrite because like everybody feels like they have an opinion, but here we are expressing our goddamn opinion as well. So, you know, it's just one of those things that is just so in your face that how do you not talk about it, right? It's one of those phenomenon that just, it takes over the whole entire, you know, it's like when something happens, when somebody dies, right? That's near and dear in your family. Then you're going to talk about it for a little while. Mm-hmm. It's very impactful. What's going on right now is super fucking impactful. And it's going to, you know, lay down the future of Los Angeles. As everybody knows that, I think there's close to 1 million illegal residents there.
God.
It's a lot of motherfuckers, dude.
That is so many people,
1 million.
In Los Angeles alone. Not including Orange County and all the other surrounding counties.
Just Los Angeles alone. That's
fucking insane, bro.
Close to 1 million.
That's bananas.
It might be more than a million.
That's bananas.
It might be more than a million.
That's crazy.
You know, so are all of them horrible humans? Probably not. Is there a good chance that percentage of a million fucks are assholes? Yeah, a huge percentage,
bro.
A huge chance, rather.
It, you know what's crazy too? I feel Instagram and TikTok have such a huge, like, they're a level, they're pushing this shit on you, right? And the people that are going on pressing record and crying, bro, just fucking
like Selena did.
Yeah, like Selena Gomez, bro. Go fucking fill out some paperwork for these fucks.
Yeah,
Put the phone down. Go fill out some goddamn paperwork. Go stand in line.
Go give them water.
Go give them water.
It's hot.
Go do something. What are your tears gonna do, bro?
Wah.
My people.
Everybody people. Wants that video to go, oh, they care. Shut the fuck up. It's like your girl, Greta Thunberg,
was
trying to get to Gaza with supplies for the Palestinians, you know? And she's in a boat with a bunch of activists, and they made a story out of it.
Of course.
They told everybody.
Of course.
Here we go to Gaza to do it. And listen, is there a crisis? Absolutely. Anywhere it's war torn, Ukrainians need help. Fucking, I would venture to say some Russians need help from some of the bombings they've received.
Shit, Los Angeles needs
people need help, dude. You know, I get it. But when you're like, look at me, it's like, remember when we used to talk about these people that would bring out the camera? Yep. Look at me. I just bought this homeless guy. I'm like a Big Mac. Homeless guy, smile and eat the Big Mac I just bought.
Tell him how starving you were
before I came and saved you.
And fucking saved your belly.
Just out here, you know, because you know, you have to give back. Shut the fuck up.
Shut the fuck up.
Stop it. You know, I think that's the same. Like, is there, I don't know. Is there a way for Greta to use her clout to get supplies out there? Or does she personally have to go out there and do it herself? Because without her, it's just not going to happen. So anyway, she's in this freaking boat, and the Israeli military intercepted the boat, dude. And she recorded a video. I don't know if you saw it. And she said something to like, this is the last recording. We're being kidnapped or held hostage, something. Kidnapped, I think, by the Israeli military. Please put pressure on them to free us. And I mean, bro, it just looked like, whoa, what the fuck happened to this boat, right? When you see this message, it looks like. Did you remember Star Wars? Did you see Star Wars?
Yeah.
You know, you're our only hope. Help me, Bacon.
Yeah.
Whatever fucking Princess Leia was screaming.
Bro, but you have got to be out of your mind to go out there as a woman.
Oh my God.
And be giving updates like that.
Yes.
Are you fucking stupid?
They don't
play by the everybody's rules, dude.
No, they don't. They don't play by people's rules. It's a different, you know, I mean, it's crazy the shit that they do out there. Both sides, you know. Yes. I'm not taking a side here. I'm not picking a side. You know, they're both fucking just crazy shit.
Women should not be going in there.
Not to Gaza.
Hot like that. Bro.
Not where Hamas is hanging out. Hamas gives a fuck that you brought him a sandwich. He expects you to bring him a sandwich.
Yeah,
you're not crazy, bitch. You're not doing anything special.
He's mad that it's taking so long on a boat to get there.
How long did it take you to make that sandwich, you mother? Come on, man. And so Israel freaking takes them, and they put out a statement, right? Because I guess they heard this video. Obviously, they see this video.
Yeah, it's going crazy.
Fucking Israelis, bro. Say what you want. But these motherfuckers, bro, they said, the selfie yacht is safe. We gave them sandwiches and water, and we saved them from getting captured by Hamas. What?
Bro.
What? They flipped her whole narrative. They flipped her whole and made her look like a self-indulgent brat. The selfie yacht.
Is that not what?
The selfie yacht.
Dude. Is that not what you took out of it?
I did. I absolutely did. Here we are, going to go help the Palestinians.
That's why, bro, when people were fucking half naked out there protesting for those people, I'm like, dude, do you have any clue?
Oh, the queers for yes, LGBTQs, yes, for Palestine.
Yeah, bro.
Gays for Palestine.
It is. They couldn't be more off, bro.
They don't. Yeah,
they have no clue. Dude.
Absolutely clueless.
Zero.
Absolutely. We know you hate us. We know you'd kill us. We know we're a crime.
Literally chop but their we have fucking your head back. Off. They would saw their necks off, dude.
Oh, literally. God damn. We have your back. We know how it feels to be oppressed. We live under the Trump administration's anti-gay rhetoric. We know what it's like. We hear your plight. We're the same.
They don't let us play sports here.
Oh, come on, man. It's by the way, it's Pride Month.
Oh, God.
Here you are talking about the LGBTQ scooter.
Shout out to the Texas Rangers, bro. Still standing strong on their business, bro. Everybody else folded again. They said, we're good. But you're the only team.
Texas Rangers, by the way, for those of you who don't know, and I don't know if we've talked about it in
the past episodes. We might have.
But Texas Rangers, only team in Major League Baseball that does not acknowledge or celebrate Pride Month.
And every other team has a specific Pride night. And everything gets rainbowed out. The ball is rainbow.
No, the ball.
The bats are rainbow.
No, come on.
I think the players.
Are you being sarcastic?
The players have to sit on bats, bro.
Oh, you motherfucker! See, you see, just being.
And
toxic.
Every team does it.
Every team does it,
except for the.
Well, they don't sit on bats.
No, and except for the Texas Rangers, and this year again, they're like, "Yo, you guys are the only team. You guys are missing
out. But you know what?
On all the fun.
But you know what? But you know what? In their defense, I mean, they're not excluding the gay community.
No,
you know, they're just saying, "Hey, man, we don't, you know." And I don't know. Do they do a you know? Because I remember at the Dodger Stadium, it's Guatemalan night, it's Salvadorian night. It's Korean night. It's blah, blah, blah night. Do they do that here? Or just America night? Every single fucking game.
I don't think they have a minority on the team either.
I will say that at least they're not hypocrites, because I feel that a lot of these companies that go all rainbowed out for that month, just do it for the money.
I agree.
You know? I agree. And Target scaled down, dude. They went from like 2,000 products during Pride Month to like maybe 50 now. And now their theme is Stars and Stripes, dude.
Really?
Stars and Stripes.
Rainbow Stars and Stripes?
No. Red, white, and blue Stars and Stripes.
There we go, dude.
That's a hell of a
180.
A 180. Absolutely. Sure. That's a hell of a 180. But you know, there's a quote out there circulating that says, go woke and go broke, right?
Yeah.
And you know, which by the way, you know, woke was hijacked by or people have said to me that it was hijacked by extreme liberals.
Okay, yeah.
That it was a saying among the white, no, I'm sorry, among the black community where they would tell each other, stay woke. Like, watch your back.
Huh.
Look, stay woke. And it became this battle cry for, you know, let's let, you know, trans athletes compete in women's sports.
Yeah.
Let's let, you kids know,
chop their dicks off.
Yes. Let's just, so woke then started becoming associated with this inclusion to an extreme of the inclusion, right? Yeah, but yeah, it's not what it was intended to be.
That's crazy.
It was a battle cry to, hey man, stay awake, stay alert. Hey, watch what these fucks are doing, these, you know?
Bastards.
And so
stole from the black people.
I guess they didn't stay woke enough. Yeah. Somebody fell asleep and got robbed of their woke.
One of those black fools fucking snooze.
Damn it, black people.
You guys snooze too long.
You hit that jacked snooze button and your wokeness got jacked.
You guys got looted, bro.
But I mean, dude, look at what happened with Disney Snow White.
Dude, Disney that Snow White
failed miserably.
Black Mermaid.
What's that?
Black Mermaid.
Okay, but the Black Mermaid doesn't bother me.
No, but
there's no mermaids.
I'm saying it tanked.
Yes.
That tanked. Yeah, White tanked.
Yes.
All the gay shit tanked. There was another one that
all the gay shit tanked.
Bro. Because there was another one that it wasn't even a remake. They just did a new Disney movie, mm-hmm. and there was a bunch of gay shit in it. And
gay shit. What's gay like shit?
Full blown. The girl was gay or trans or God knows.
What movie was this,
Hooter? Dude? It wasn't even a remake. It was just Disney came out with a new
one. What movie was it?
I forget. Pilla didn't want to take the kids. Nice.
Well, you know,
we're gonna.
Well, the new Star Wars that has the Jabba Wokies.
Nice.
Did you see that?
Are you serious?
No.
That'd be tight.
That'd be awesome, right?
Yeah.
The Jabba Wokies.
But yeah, dude. So then you have Lilo and Stitch. Look at no gay shit through the roof. Sold out, I don't know how many millions in the first 2 days. We couldn't even watch it.
Okay. So. By the way, I don't want to make it seem like
there shouldn't be gay.
Like there shouldn't be gay representation.
Yeah.
But I don't think that we should overcompensate it.
Force
it. It's like when I watch a show and the actors don't speak Spanish, but a huevo, they make them speak Spanish because they're Latino and they speak horrible fucking Spanish. And it just loses all credibility. It's the same thing when you force an let's have representation here where we're going to have everybody represented. Here's a movie about East L.A., but let's fill it with gay Dominicans.
Yeah.
What are you talking about?
I feel like every show now needs like this gay character. I feel like they're pushing it so hard. Like,
but to be fair, for a long time, especially in let's call them Mexican movies, old school Mexican movies, the gay character was always over the top, hyper horny sexualized.
Yeah.
Just was ready to fuck everybody. and just, oh my God, like just yeah,
over,
so
over the top.
Way over, yeah. Way over. Like it went like, okay.
Super flamboyant.
This is a choice.
Yeah.
Granted, he might have been born gay, but the flamboyancy.
Might have. That's the only way, dude.
I know. I know.
Come on, man.
I know. But yeah, I think it's over. Like, don't force it, dude. If it calls for a gay character, put a gay character in there. Yeah. But don't put them in there just for the sake of just put a gay character right here for no fucking reason.
It makes no sense.
Who just say Tarzan? They're making a gay Tarzan.
Yeah, dude. They're making a gay Tarzan. They're remaking Tarzan, and that was gonna be gay.
Oh wow!
So everybody's up in arms.
He's gonna wear a Speedo.
Yeah.
They said.
Yeah.
He's gonna shave his arm hairs.
He is.
And his hair is going to be done, did
straightened.
But hey, man, but the Tarzan looks straight.
I mean,
he swings on vines. He screams. He fucked. Well, I guess he had Jane.
Yeah, Jane, bro. Jane saved him.
Yeah. Anyway, I don't know. So much going on. I wanted to give, you know, on a personal note, you know, on shit that's been happening with us.
Yeah.
I wanted to say, you know, a huge thank you to Mario Superstar Salazar for putting together that show over at Cine El Rey in McAllen. I had a great freaking time. That audience, that, you know, was just freaking incredible.
That was my first time seeing him perform Mario Superstar Salazar, mm-hmm. and I'm a big fan, bro. That fool's jokes,
yeah,
are
they hit
good, dude. And yeah. Like you hear his accent, you know, he's got the little 956 swag, you know,
the 956 swag.
Yeah. Yep. And so you're not expecting his jokes to be what they are, bro. But mm-hmm. he pushes.
He's a beast. He's funny.
He's a beast, dude.
He's funny. And he's been doing it for a minute, man. And he has those videos. You know those videos where he narrates the desmadre going on in the streets? Yeah. The LOL promoted his show with a couple of those videos.
Yeah.
He told me that some of them are up to 300 million views.
That's
dude.
Insane.
It's a lot of fucking views.
I saw one today of a little chubby fuck doing parkour. Oh my God. God, bro.
Doing what?
Parkour, where he's like doing flips and shit off of buildings and things.
Uh-huh.
Bro, fucking Mario is just screaming because he's doing front flips. This little chubby fool is doing front flips. Uh-huh. Right?
Te vas a caer. Gordo, te vas a caer. Oh, that's
bro,
so funny.
It's so funny, dude.
Yeah, but anyway, a big shout out to everybody that came out in McAllen. The last few weeks, we did also OKC mm-hmm. At the
Bricktown
Comedy Club. And thank you to everybody who came out to that. And a big shout out to the homie out there, the taco homie, freaking
OG Taco.
OG Taco, it's Modelo time.
Yee.
And then Bridgeport, dude, surprised the shit out of me. Connecticut came out to freaking play, dude.
Yeah. And I like how in Connecticut and the East Coast, all the dudes do the little fucking, the dog, woo, 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 like whatever you're talking about. Woo, 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 woo. I love that shit.
Is that everywhere? Or is that just
every
there?
Time we've gone to the East Coast?
Well, wait, but doesn't Connecticut have the Huskies?
Oh,
would
yeah,
that
maybe.
Make sense why they woof,
but,
woof?
But, when we do, what's the place in Jersey?
Tiff's.
Tiff's. They yeah. also do it there.
Don't they also have perros?
Do they? I don't know.
I don't know. I think they do, bro. I think you're just, you know. but yeah, I'm pretty sure because of the Huskies, they do that in Connecticut. But I could be wrong. Maybe it's just an East Coast parking thing.
That's an East Coast. Those are dogs out there, bro.
Clearly, you know.
East Coast culture.
For sure, dude. Of course you do. All my life lived in California, and now I live in Texas. So but obviously, why would you know everything East Coast.
All things East Coast. You know, Hooter knows.
Well, your boy, if anybody needs to know anything about the East Coast, please reach out.
Slide into those DMs. If anyone's
about to visit the East Coast,
who needs an inside tip? Who needs an inside tip? And listen, by the way, I know we touched on the LA thing, but if you are out there, dude, stay safe, man. If you feel compelled to go out there, I'm not gonna tell you not to go out there. Follow your heart, but fuck, man, don't do stupid shit. Those people launching those fucking bricks, big rocks, at a fucking car that's flying. You could kill somebody. Like, that can literally kill. Like,
did you see they figured out who it was? No. Even though they were masked?
No. How?
There's two theories. One, facial recognition, but the other one is they put out a reward and somebody fucking outed that fool right away.
Wow.
Yeah.
You can't be throwing rocks.
Like, you're not going to get away with shit, dude.
There's too many cameras on you, bro.
People are recording themselves throwing and shit, bro. What are you doing, dog?
Who's the Falcons? Was it the Falcons?
The fucking retarded son, bro. Dude. This fucking donkey.
Bro.
His dad worked super high up in the Falcons organization, and he saw paperwork and he took a picture of Shador Sanders info, his phone number, his email, all his information. And so of course here comes draft day. Shador Sanders isn't getting drafted.
He's slipping.
Big story. It's a huge story, and the story keeps getting bigger and bigger and bigger. This dumb donkey decides it'd be a good idea to prank call Shador Sanders and tell him he got drafted.
By the way, it was a great idea.
It was, except for the fact that he records himself.
He had his homies record him, right?
Yes, dude.
And then they put it out there?
And of course they get popped. And of course the dad.
And the thing went viral.
Of course, it was hilarious. Fucking people, bro. Kids just can't help themselves.
They just tell on themselves.
Yeah.
Hey, man, I'm about to commit this crime. Hold my camera because I can't get a fucking selfie to center the crime.
Yeah. Hey, guys. So because I live in this dope ass house is because of my dad's job, but we're about to put that shit at risk.
Follow me. Yo, Shador, can't believe you slipped this far. But guess what? Falcons are knocking. Fucking assholes.
What a fucking asshole. Hilarious, but dumbass.
You know, I've never been a fan, and I think I've mentioned this before, about all these, you know, celebrities that break up with their significant other and then they go online and just rant and have this public display of breakup and all the drama gets aired out, right? And it's usually young, dumb, inexperienced people. They had, I think it was a soccer player that was with a singer.
Oh, yes.
Remember that guy? He wrote a G. What's that?
Becky G, I think.
Becky G, yeah.
And she, it was an MLS player. He played for like Dallas or some shit.
I don't know who he played.
Yeah, Austin.
But anyway, it was like, it was fucking like a novella, bro.
Yeah.
Literally, like a novella being played out, right?
Yeah.
And you chalk it up to, well, you know, it's this generation's way of expressing themselves. This is what they do. This is normal for them, right? Every time I see it, it's like, fuck Paco, I'm going to get an abortion. I don't give a shit what he says. He's such a fucking loser. You know, it's like, I've had an abortion before. I don't give a fuck. You think I give a fuck? Fuck you and your mom. You know, like, whoa, why are you putting that out there, lady? Like, what the fuck? You know?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Fuck you, bitch. You don't even have a job, eh?
Yeah, yeah.
You better have an abortion because I ain't supporting that little fucker. I don't even know if he's mine.
Yeah, yeah.
The homies all hit it.
Yeah, yeah, but
they're
yeah.
putting all that shit out there.
Everything.
And you're like, what are you guys doing?
Yeah.
And, but to see Trump and Musk do that shit, bro, they should know better.
That's hilarious. I was wondering where the fuck you were going with this. But boy, did it, right? Yeah.
It's the same shit. They're doing the same shit. I think they just made up.
That's hilarious.
And I think they made up online.
And then I saw that Twitter has just like tanked. And then I started thinking, like, was that it? Were they just trying to get people back on Twitter?
I don't think Twitter tanked. I mean, I see retweets like a motherfucker.
Well, prior to their little spat fight, yeah. It had like the numbers were
okay. Where was everybody at? Where's everybody at?
Like, as far as
because everybody's getting information on Twitter. Everybody's getting information on Twitter.
TikTok, dude.
By the way, like, your feed is catered to your fucking looks. Whatever you're looking for is what your feed is going to show you. That's, bro. I mean. I forgot where we were, and I looked at you and I said, Hooter, have you seen this crazy light in the sky in Florida? And you said, no, what is it? Well, some people are saying it's the sun, and some people are saying it's Nibiru. You're like, who's saying it's Nibiru? The people on my goddamn timeline are saying it's Nibiru. And here I am thinking, goddamn right, it's Nibiru. These Anunnaki are coming back. Bro, it's going to feed me the shit I want to read. Of course it's going to feed me that shit. On yours, it's going to say it's the sun. On mine's, no. It's not, it's like when I was at that freaking thing and that lady said, I got a bump inside my leg. And somebody said, oh, it could be a cyst. And then somebody said, nope, that's an alien implant. And everybody said, yup, there's so many things. First of all, it might have been a cyst. And there's so many things between cysts.
Dude, 1,000%.
Hold on. There's so many things that could be between cysts. An alien implant. Maybe it's not a cyst, but there's a plethora of things
before aliens.
Before alien implant.
1,000%.
Oh my God. But that's, you know, that's whoever gets fed that information. It's their idea. It's Nibiru.
It's, I think it's a strawberry full moon today?
It's a strawberry full moon. And it's going to be the closest it's been to the Earth in I don't know how many years. So, yeah.
How'd you know about that?
Oh, bro, come on.
You're going to make moon water?
I'm going to make strawberry moon water.
Oh.
What is it? Nesquik moon water today? Strawberry lemonade moon. Strawberry lemonade made with strawberry moon water. What? How? Dude, come on, man. You got to package
come on,
that.
Come on, man.
Ice cold strawberry moon water, strawberry lemonade. Dude, come on.
It's just some little fuck on the corner with a tin foil hat, bro. With his lemonade stand.
Oh, my God. Well, lots of love to everybody in California, seriously. And in L.A. It's
we've done our part.
It fucking hurts me to see that shit.
It makes me sad, bro.
It makes me sad
to see LA like get destroyed like that, bro.
Yeah.
Like it even made me sad when like the Lakers won, you know, and they would fucking destroy the place. But it would get me sad, like, dude.
But a lot of this is just opportunists looting the Adidas store, looting the Apple store, looting here, looting there. It's a chance for crazy motherfuckers to go commit crimes, and it's a great excuse, you know. They're deporting people, so let's go steal some iPhones.
Did you see that?
That'll stop ICE.
And then these people, they get popped in the face by those bullets, less than lethal,
bro. No, I saw that Australian reporter get fucking get smacked. In the yeah. head, yeah. Did she get cracked in the head? I thought it was her leg.
Oh, was it? Well, another reporter got cracked in the leg. Or- on the head.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That shit could kill you, no?
Well, it's less than lethal, so.
Yeah, unless it hits you in the right fucking place. takes your goddamn eye out.
Then it turns out to be lethal.
Yeah, I'm alive, but I can't see shit. Anyway, summer is in full bloom, like we said when we started. Everybody's at the rivers. We got to go check out and go floating, dude.
Oh, hell yeah.
Put our beers in the fucking ice cold waters.
It's going to look like we're trying to get from Mexico to Texas, though.
Oh,
dude.
Oh, that would be so funny. We're just trying to cross the. We're just reenacting. How you guys doing down there? Imagine, because people love to get in everybody's business and ask them how you're doing. How you guys doing down there? We're good. We're reenacting how our families got into this country by crossing rivers. Can you take a picture? No. We're legal. Yeah. No. Mexicans, not Venezuelans. Yep.
Yeah, we're the good kind.
We're the good kind. The hardworking kind.
No pupusas here.
Yeah, we have real IDs and passports.
Bro, we're coming back from McAllen, dude. They try to keep cheeky. Bro, we're driving back from McAllen.
By the way, there's immigration checkpoints. In the border towns of Texas, for those of you that don't know.
So that's where we had to stop.
Yeah.
Dude, most of the time, that was the first time in a very long time where they made me put down my window. I wanted to see shit.
Yep.
But they made me put down my window. They asked if it was U.S. citizens. We said, yeah. And then Cheeky was in the back. And they said, who's the lady in the back? Put your window down in the back. I said, all right. And they looked back, dude. They tried to check out Cheeky. They were like, yo, you good, bro? Yeah,
are you a citizen? Cheeky said, yes. I am Cheeky.
See, nice. Boss. Cheeky.
See, oh, my God. I said, Cheeky, don't say boss. Cheeky don't speak with an accent. But boy, does she boss. Oh, my God. I said, Cheeky, whatever you do, don't say fucking boss to these people. Just speak English, boss. Habla inglés, boss. Te van a llevar.
Bro, we're leaving the checkpoint. Our windows didn't even go back up. Both me and my dad, Cheeky, they were going to keep you back.
At no time did they tell even remotely think about asking for an ID. Yeah. Nothing, but immediately. Fuck, Cheeky. They were on to you, Cheeky. They knew. They smelled that masa.
They smelled pupusas back there, Cheeky.
Keep making them goddamn pupusas. See what happens. They're going to ice you out of here.
Oh, my God. God
damn. Ain't no time to be flying your flag. I was telling the migrant, I said, she goes, and what about in Texas? How's it going? I go, well, you know, so far everything's good. I'm thinking about, you know, flying an American flag off my fucking balcony over here, dude. And, you know, just saying, hey, I'm American.
Yeah, we're good out here.
Shit, I bought you an American. I bought you a Stars and Stripes tank top to drive around in, Hooter.
Yeah, dude, I've been wanting an American flag and Texas flag outside my house. Yeah.
Yeah.
Michael will get pumped when he gets home and sees that God. Shit, bro.
Yeah, dude. He
he's doing the groundwork, actually. He's doing ride-alongs with ICE.
Oh, my God.
He went to go wrangle up some fools in L.A., bro.
Yeah, he's out there with crushed ice. The little fucking icies.
Yeah, he's a little ice pop, bro.
Oh, my God. Dude, so that fool was traveling with his American hat?
Yeah, so they flew on their own out of the Dirty Tea to L.A. And Micah had a American flag cowboy hat on with an American flag shirt on. And he was on his way to L.A. And since they were flying alone, my mom was able to walk them to the gate. And while they were waiting for their plane to land, this fighter jet landed on the tarmac. And it got everybody's attention, and even the kids were like, whoa, that thing's cool. And fucking Mike was like, that's Trump. I bet you Trump's in there. He's going to go clean up Los Angeles. I was just been watching fucking Fox News for the last 2 weeks, bro.
Dude.
And the more people around, like, what the fuck? I'm
sure, dude. My mom was just like, hey,
shut the fuck up. Only say those things at home,
yeah, only when it's safe.
Oh my God. That's crazy talk.
Yeah, bro. So.
And the other ones didn't say shit?
No, but what's hilarious is he's on his way to LA to go fucking push that narrative.
Go fucking. God damn.
They're gonna be like, yo, what the fuck is up with this kid?
No shit. All right, y'all. Well, thank you for tuning in to another episode with Martin and Hooter. And again, fucking stay safe, guys, and be smart.
You didn't want to talk about the trans Nolan Ryan?
The trans Otani, the trans Tani,
Transhaw, bro.
The pitcher, dude.
Yeah, well,
it's yeah. Fuck yeah. Let's. You know what? I guess now we're talking about it. It's not that I didn't want to talk about it. I forgot what we were talking about. I forgot what topics we said we should talk about. But, what's her name? The Olympic chick.
Simone Biles
hit up the swimmer lady. God damn it. Did I write it down? Riley Gaines is the swimmer from Kentucky and University of Kentucky, uh-huh, who had to swim against Leah Thomas. And Leah Thomas is, you know, a woman that has dick and balls, right?
And it's crushing swim meets.
Crushing swim meets. I don't know if they're still crushing swim meets, but they were definitely destroying these swim meets.
Yeah.
Just breaking records. And this chick happened to tie them for fifth place, it turns out. Riley Gaines tied them. And they only had one fifth place medal, of course. And they gave it to the trans athlete, and which this chick was 5'5". I think Leah's like 6 foot tall.
The wingspan is insane. Hilarious.
What's that?
Come on.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
And the only reason I know she's 5'5", I'll get to that in a second. But anyway, tied, and they only had one medal. And they said, well, you know, if you want to take a picture, you can take the sixth place medal and chill right there. We're going to mail you. The fish is like, fuck you guys. And made a thing about it. And then they shamed her for making a thing about it, saying how she was a hater and transphobic and so many things they said about this person. But she stood up for herself and for women's sports and ended up with getting a shit ton of supporters and a lot of people following her on social media.
That's good.
And stayed on track to defend women's sports, right? And so over the last few days in Minnesota, mm-hmm, there was a softball team who just was destroying everybody. They have this phenom pitcher who is a junior, only underclassman to be able to play at this level, by the
way. Hilarious.
And you know, the wingspan and the velocity of the pitches are unmatched. They've never seen anything like this. Just records are being broken, Hooter, by this phenom. And so they posted something, and I guess the swimmer chick went on there and said, makes sense you shut off your comments, considering your star player is a boy.
Riley put that?
Yes.
Badass.
Now, and I'm paraphrasing, but
it's coming for the smoke, though.
But
bro.
Something to that extent.
Yeah.
So, and a lot of people agreed with her. Like, this is fucking crazy. This is cheating. This is a boy. How in the fuck are we letting this happen? And the announcers are like, wow, this girl is incredible. Nobody can hit her. Just all these shutout innings, you know, all these breaking records for strikeouts, by the way. Just a great pitch, by the
way. Trandy Johnson.
And so I guess the gymnast, Simone Biles, was feeling, you know, a little froggy.
Yeah, she did feel a little froggy.
And she just decided to go in there, which, by the way, is a losing battle, I think, at this point.
That's such a good point. That's so weird to, like, see B on the outside of it and feel the need to jump in.
To jump in. And when you have such a high profile like that, right?
Yep.
And then and said, nobody's safe with you around. You need to be more inclusion instead of being so full of hate.
She was telling that to Riley.
Telling that to Riley on a tweet, by the way. And so now, not surprisingly, more people agreed with Riley than with Biles, right? And I think now, I think that it's higher, but just to err on the side of caution, I think 80% of the country is on board with no dudes in chick sports. I think it's closer to 90, but just to be safe, we're going to call it 80, which is a big percentage. It's still a B, you know? You're still on the upside of things.
Yeah.
And so the sentiment has completely, you know, moved from a stance of, wait a minute, we can't be transphobic. Yeah, we got to be inclusionary. To all of a sudden, because I think it was a knee-jerk reaction. You didn't want to be transphobic, so you were on board with a lot of the things that were happening and were happening in lightning speed.
It was happening very quickly.
And everybody was just like, whoa, what happened? Yeah, okay, yeah, no, of course I don't want to be transphobic. And it was
like this. If you weren't on board, you're a fucking asshole. You're transphobic. An asshole. Fuck.
Absolutely. And so everybody was on board, but not really knowing what they were signing up for, type of a thing, kind of like the Patriot Act.
Yeah.
And then now, once people have had time to digest things and be like, wait a minute, no, this is not okay. This isn't cool. The majority of people who are, you know, I don't want to say have common sense or living or just living in a different reality than other people are not on board with it. So they had her back. They had Riley's back. And, you know, they went and dug up some tweets and some messages on the website for the gymnastics team that have since been deleted, by the way, and you can't find the links anymore. But they were all about inclusion and having trans that we're talking before 2022.
Whoa.
They were on board. Yes. They were ahead of their time.
Yeah.
But now, because they saw all the pushback that Simone Biles is getting,
they
deleted all that shit. And who knows where they stand now.
Pussies.
But you know, I think the crazy part is that, you know, there's people like when I think about this debate, I think about people like Meeks, right?
For sure.
Who sees these athletes. I'm sure, you know, and Meeks sees these basketball athletes, right? And she looks up to them and when she met that one player from the Aces, and that player was super cool to her and let her, you know, take a picture and shit like that. That goes a long way. She'll remember that. It wasn't like she was a bitch to her. Mm-hmm. It's like, no, we took a picture. I told her I was a fan and we took a picture when I saw her. Well, there's a lot of little girls that probably look up to Simone Biles. I mean, she's multi-gold, right?
Yeah, bro.
A very decorated medalist. What's that?
Meeks looks up to her.
A lot of people look up to her, right? So how many of these little girls are listening to her say, we should let little boys compete?
Fucking compete against girls.
That's, you know, a lot of... it's. I don't want to say it's unfortunate. It's just biology that most, not all, but most girls can't keep up with boys.
No, physically, it's
not impossible. There's some strong women that are stronger than some guys that I know.
Yeah, that's a fair point.
I'm saying most, but for the most part, especially in athletics,
and it's not even a knock on women. It's just God made us this.
Just like he made the gays gay.
He made the men and they're stronger than the women.
Yeah, dude, it's not a knock on women. That's just the way, like you said, it's just biology, bro. Mm-hmm. Fucking men are humongous and strong, and women aren't going to be as strong. It's impossible, you know?
Right.
And so I mean, it's not fair. Imagine, that's why it's not fair.
Who's the fucking dude, the dude, the swimmer dude?
Phelps.
Michael Phelps. Imagine that fool. Swimming against chicks.
Yeah, dude.
He would have lapped them.
What is he, like 6'6", 6'7", or some shit? He's a monster.
Yeah, bro. He has like an aqua lung. Yeah. Like this guy's like fucking...
Bro, it wouldn't be fair.
No. If Ohtani was playing softball.
Get fucked.
A lot of these dudes, male gymnasts, I don't know who they are, but if they would have gone against fucking Biles,
yeah, she would have been fucked.
She have the medals that she has? Like, I don't know why people are still on this. Listen, you could be an ally with the LGBTQ community
all day, bro.
And still say, hey, man,
stay in your lane.
Dudes can't play with chicks in competitive sports. They're going to get hurt.
It's not a big deal.
It's reality.
You're not.
It's reality.
A monster for saying that, bro.
I don't think so either. And I think that the majority of the country agrees with that. Nobody's saying take away rights from people, but I don't think it's a right to go compete against chicks if you're a dude in any kind of high school, if you're fucking in school and you're playing co-ed sports, it's no big deal. But once it gets competitive in the high school,
college, on the line, yes, gold medals are on the line,
yes,
fucking money, real yes, shit is on the line now.
Real
now
life
fucking,
shit.
Now you're fucking with somebody's livelihood, dude.
It's not for fun anymore. No. It impacts real life and yeah, real life consequences.
Yeah,
so,
for sure.
So yeah. Anyway, that's the hot take you wanted to do on this.
Yeah, bro.
I thought you were gonna defend the trans athletes and take the other stance.
Nah, honestly, I thought we were gonna have better puns for it, but
better what?
Puns.
Oh,
but we couldn't really think of that good. I think the best one was Trandy Johnson.
I mean, look, dude, the 6 feet tall,
come on, bro.
Just
they don't even have a mound, bro, so like when they jump off that bitch, his arm is pretty much in the catcher's mitt, bro. That's insane.
Yeah, killing it.
Of course nobody's hitting, dude.
Killing it. They just can't hit her.
Yeah, no dick, dude.
And then people were like, so little girls were saying it wasn't fair, you know? And the mom was backing up, you know, like, why are these adults hating on these children? These children that are just have every right to participate and blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, lady, you know, you're like the fucking, you know, the mom of the cholos that commit fucking crimes. Are like, mm-hmm, well, why do they come into the neighborhood, yes, if they know the kids are crazy? Like, yes, just stop defending craziness.
You can't die on that hill, bro.
That's a crazy hill. I think, you know, there's some things that show up and they're here to stay. I don't think trans athletes is one of them. I don't think Latinx has any staying power.
Venezuelans
have no staying power. God damn it, man. Why do you always have to go fucking to the dark side, Hooter? Yeah, no, there's some things that just don't. Ebonics didn't have staying power.
Yeah.
And I remember when I was in college, they swore that shit was here to stay. It was a language.
Bro, Latinx.
And we have to accept that it's a goddamn language.
To be honest, I feel Latinx is already long gone.
I think so too. It, some people are still using it.
As fast as it got here. Some
people are still using it. And hey, listen, so, you know, and it's funny because people just jump on bandwagons and they say, oh, this is just what it is. No, like, some things are here to stay. Other things, get the fuck out of here.
Yeah.
That has no staying power.
Nah.
There's no logic here.
No.
So anyway, I think that's it, dude.
Yeah, that's it. Like my dad said, he's going to be taking a little break off doing Europe things. But I'll be pumping him out still solo. And once he gets back, right back to the swing of things. So thanks for tuning in. Be careful eating tacos and pupusas out there, dude.
If you have a cheeky, hide your cheeky.
Hide your cheeky. Hide your fucker.
Hide your Venezuelans.
Hide your Chihuahuas, bro.
Bro.
They're taking everybody, dog.
They're taking everybody out here.
That's it. Peace.